The Hare and the Tortoise. Once upon a time, there was a hare who loved to boast. He considered himself to be the finest creature in the countryside, and what he loved to do the most was tell others how marvellous he was. He would annoy the hedgehogs by bragging that he was a better shade of brown than they were. He would irritate the foxes by boasting that he could run faster than them. And he would upset the rabbits by teasing that his ears were much longer than theirs. He would talk about how wonderful he was from the moment he woke up in the morning to the moment he went to bed at night. And if there was no one around to listen, then he would talk to himself.
"Goodness me, Hare! You are a handsome fellow," he would say. "How fine and groomed your coat looks today," he would continue. "I do admire the speed at which you ran down that hill this morning," he would chatter.
After a while, the other animals would avoid him so as not to have to listen to his continuous boasting. The rabbits would dive hurriedly into their burrows when they saw him coming. The hedgehogs would roll up into balls and pretend to be asleep. The foxes wouldn't even bother to try to chase him. They would run the other way instead. Soon, Hare began to notice that there seemed to be no one around to talk to.
"Where is everybody?" he said to himself. "I miss having someone to talk to. I think I will go and find somebody."
So off went Hare down the lane, looking for someone to talk to. And, as always happened these days, all the other animals ducked out of the way. All the animals, that is, except poor Tortoise, who could not move quickly enough. Before he even had a chance to creep under a bush and hide, Hare spotted him and bounded straight over.
"Well, hello, Tortoise,"
he shouted in a voice that was unnecessarily loud.
"Fancy seeing you here."
"Oh, hello, Hare," replied Tortoise kindly,
for he was a generous little fellow.
"How are you today?"
"I'm absolutely marvellous,"
announced Hare in a booming voice.
"Lucky you saw me, actually, because I've been looking for someone to watch my new exercise routine. I'm sure you'd like to see it, wouldn't you?"
Yes, of course," answered Tortoise politely. "I would love to see it. Please go ahead."
"Of course," cried Hare.
And without wasting another moment, he began to bound around Tortoise, showing off with a series of leaps, cartwheels, and headstands. When he had finished his routine, Hare zoomed over to Tortoise to receive his praise.
"What about that, then?"
he shouted confidently.
"Good, wasn't it? Bet you wish you were as clever and talented as me, don't you, Tortoise?"
"Well, yes, I do think you are clever,"
answered Tortoise slowly.
"But that doesn't mean I want to be like you."
"Of course you do," cried Hare rudely. "You are just a slow old creature who can't do anything. I am better at everything than you."
"Do you think so?"
asked Tortoise patiently.
"Well, Hare, if you were to put that to the test, you might be surprised by what you found."
"Oh, would I indeed?" boomed Hare crossly,
for he was not used to anyone disagreeing with him.
"Right then, we shall have a race, you and I, and we'll see who wins, shall we?"
"If you really want to,"
sighed Tortoise slowly,
"I don't mind."
"Good," laughed Hare. "We shall have a race tomorrow morning. I shall win, and then you will have to admit that I am better than you. Ha, ha, ha!"
Bright and early the next morning, Hare was back at Tortoise's side, nagging him to hurry up.
"Come on, come on," he bossed. "The race is all organised. Badger is going to start us off, and Squirrel will be at the finish line to crown the winner."
"Crown?"
inquired Tortoise with interest.
"What crown?"
"The one I spent last night making, of course," replied Hare impatiently.
He really liked the idea of being presented with a crown to wear, so it had been worth staying up all night to make it. My, my, he would look grand. The two animals set off to the starting line, with Hare moaning at Tortoise all the way.
Hurry up, Tortoise! You are far too slow and I want to get on with the race. There will be lots of creatures there to see me win and I don't want to keep them waiting."
"All in good time, Hare,"
answered Tortoise patiently.
"All in good time."
By the time they reached the starting line, Hare was bouncing up and down with frustration and excitement. Sure enough, quite a large group of animals had heard about the race and had come along to see what was happening. They all thought Tortoise was brave to take on Hare and secretly wanted him to win, although they didn't expect him to.
"Hello, everybody," shouted Hare. "Thank you all for coming out to watch me win this race. I do hope you will enjoy yourselves. Right then, Tortoise, are you ready?"
"Ready,"
replied Tortoise cheerfully, apparently not at all bothered by Hare's confidence.
"Let's make a start, shall we?"
Badger checked that Hare and Tortoise were both behind the starting line, and then, in a loud voice, called,
"On your paws! Set your claws! Go!"
With that, Hare shot away from the starting line at top speed. As he ran, he shouted back over his shoulder,
"So long, Tortoise! Don't be too upset when I win!"
Tortoise simply plodded slowly and steadily forwards, smiling and waving at the other creatures who were cheering him along. Away in the distance, Hare decided he may as well take his time, for he had left all the other animals far behind him.
"I don't want to get to the finish line too quickly," he mused, "or there will be no one there to watch me win apart from Squirrel. I had better give the others a chance to catch up a bit."
So, Hare slowed down to a walk, confident that Tortoise was far, far behind him. After a while, he began to feel a little tired. After all, he had stayed up all of the previous night in order to make the crown. Thought Hare, as he gave a long, hard yawn.
"I think I might sit down under this tree and rest a while. Tortoise will still be far, far behind me, so I have got plenty of time to spare."
So Hare sat down in the shade of a tree, confident that he would still win the race easily. After a while, Hare's head began to nod and his eyes began to close. Thought Hare, as he gave another huge yawn.
"I think I might just have a little nap. Tortoise will take ages and ages to catch me up, so I have lots of time to spare."
So Hare lay down on the ground, shut his eyes, and fell into a deep sleep. Time went by. The sun climbed high in the sky, but Hare did not wake up. More time went by. The sun began to sink in the west, but Hare did not wake up. Even more time went by. Dusk began to fall, and a little figure plodded slowly past the tree under which Hare was still fast asleep. The little figure slowly made its way down the lane and towards the finish line, with Hare's snores ringing in its ears. Hare was having a wonderful dream about being a king with a golden crown. All the other animals were bowing to him and calling him Your Majesty. Hare smiled to himself and opened his eyes. He yawned and sat up.
Now then, he said, what was I doing before I fell asleep?
With a sudden jolt, Hare remembered the race. He jumped up in a panic, now fully awake.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! He panicked. How long have I been asleep? Not all day, surely. I must get to the finish line.
Hare sped off towards the finish line and got there just in time to see Tortoise crossing it with a slow and steady plod.
Tortoise is the winner of the race, cried Squirrel,
and all the animals watching burst into rapturous applause. Tortoise didn't brag or boast, or even show off a little. He simply smiled at everybody and then turned around to start the long plod back home. Hare was devastated.
Oh no, I am so humiliated. Beaten by Tortoise. I shall never be able to hold my head up in public again. Everybody will laugh at me.
Surprisingly for Hare, however, none of the other creatures did laugh at him. They simply turned and walked away, hoping that Hare might have learned his lesson. Perhaps he has, for since that day, Hare has never been heard boasting again.